This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
And welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 30th, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast. Boys and girls, we've got lots of ground to cover today. Probably be no way to get it all in. A lot of times I feel pressured to try to get as much information out, and I always want to have time to take phone calls. A little programming note. I mistakenly said last week when I was doing the Jacob Goodwin that the sham of a trial of Jacob Goodwin, that the RBN host Michael Storm had sent me that information. That was incorrect. It was sent to me by a gentleman named Michael Storm, but it was not the RBN host from Sunday morning. So I incorrectly said that. I wanted to, now I know it's really kind of trivial, but I wanted to set the record straight just because I didn't know that I was incorrect in that. That was an assumption, I guess you would say. Can't believe December is starting tomorrow. 2019 has flown by. So far, it has just flown by. Another programming note, I will be out 2 weeks from today on December 14th. I will be out, and Georgia Peach has agreed to host the two-hour show. So think about that. She's getting up very early to be able to do this, and I think it's going to be a real treat for the listeners. I think you will enjoy 2 weeks from today, two full hours with Georgia Peach. So the show's going to be completely in her hands, as it is when I turn it over to any host. They can go whatever direction they so choose. I'm sure it'll be informative. Also, Mark Dankoff filled in on 1121 on National Bugle Radio here on RBN for Patrick Slattery. That was an interesting broadcast. I mean, we all need some more Mark Dankoff, right? I mean, he really does just lay it out. Also, we're going to be getting into here shortly. TrueNews.com, Rick Wiles put out a video. Jew coup, seditious Jews orchestrating Trump impeachment lynching. I may play a clip from that. We're going to talk at length about that. I urge everyone, I rarely strongly urge anyone to, you know, really please go and watch this, but on this one, I am. It's that informative. We're going to be talking about it. I understand that Robert Revolt played a good bit, maybe the entire thing last Sunday night. I was not aware of it. Actually, Daily Stormer ran the story, believe it or not, and that's how I became familiar with it. I've followed Rick Wiles, you know, from afar. I've emailed him a couple of times about coming on the show. I always am amazed. I mean, can't people just email back and say not interested? But he's never returned an email to me. But we will be getting into that. But first, we're going to dedicate this show to the life and memory of Tex Mars, who passed away last Saturday. I'm going to read from his website. Tex Mars passed to his heavenly home Saturday evening, November 23rd, to be with his Savior, whom he loves with all his heart. Tex had been physically failing for some time with a combination of heart, kidney, and lymphedema issues. He would be down for a time, bounce back for a bit, then relapse each time, recovering less and less. Wanda started calling the family together a week ago last Saturday. He asked Wanda and his sister to take him to the hospital, and he never recovered. His wife, Wanda, and many of his grandchildren were by his side when he passed. Services with full military honors will be held at 1 p.m. Wednesday, November 27th, at Cook Walden Mortuary. So that has already passed. I wanted to say, you know, a lot of people may not know this because I don't say that much about it. But when I first started and I was just on local radios stations here in the area in 2008, 2009, I knew about enough to be halfway dangerous. I really was clueless as to the immense amount of knowledge that I didn't know, and I'm certainly not sitting here telling you I think that I know it all now. But back then, I was doing stuff on Federal Reserve, 9/11, USS Liberty, Bilderberg, you know, JFK, that kind of radio, which was becoming very popular in the area. And of course, at that time, I listened to a lot of Alex Jones. And at that time, many of you may remember, Tex Mars was a regular guest on Alex Jones. I don't know if it was every other week or once a month, I'm not sure, but and then sometimes he would just randomly come on, whatever. But I would listen to Tex Mars. Well, I contacted Tex Mars about coming on as a guest, and by this time I was on Liberty News Radio, which is a network that's now no longer, but and I was doing a nightly show that was on 7 radio stations across various states, and I will never forget it. I had Tex Mars on, and we were about 3 minutes from going to a break, and I just turned it to him and said, you know, just we got about 3 minutes before we go to break. You can discuss whatever you would like. And he just went into a rant, and he was saying things like, if you want to be involved with the Federal Reserve, you'll have to talk to Federal Reserve Chairman Greenspan. He's Jewish. The FCC chairman, I mean, he just went through a big, long list of senators and congressmen and ABC and Disney and the New York Times, and he just went through a whole litany. Like, you know, he would say, you want to get a job at the New York Times, you'll have to talk to the Sulzberger family. And, I mean, my jaw was dropped. When we went into the break, my jaw was totally just dropped. I did not know. I did not know that. That was complete news to me. I was raised in a family that was very pro-Israel. I didn't know, you know, and it blew my mind. And after that broadcast, I went home and I got on his website and I ordered 3 or 4 books. I can't remember exactly the books that I ordered, but I started reading Tex Mars. I got the newsletter. I ordered some of his documentary films, and that was for me a defining moment in completely changing my perspective on politics, the media, banking system. I mean, it was just like a super eye-opening event, and I realized that I did not know near as much as perhaps I thought I knew. Then over the years, I stayed in contact with Tex Mars. I interviewed him several times. Apparently, I've got some of the interviews on a computer. I'd have to get them with a thumb drive because apparently I looked, and all of them were on YouTube, but none of them seem to be there now. I couldn't find them. So I wanted to play a clip today from me interviewing Tex Mars. Maybe I can pull that together at some other time. But after that, I had talked to Tex. This was when he was still doing his radio show. I had talked to Tex several times on the phone, and out of the blue, I would get a package just ever so often, maybe once every 8 or 10 months or a year. A package would just show up, and it would be Tex Mars' latest book. I mean, he was a writing animal. I mean, he cranked them out. And he would send me an autographed book with a handwritten letter, And I've got quite the Tex-Mars collection. And I felt so honored that Tex-Mars, you know, thought that much of me to send me those books. And, you know, a lot of people may not know this about Tex-Mars, but his very first book in 1983 was A Perfect Name for Your Pet. You may not know this. Tex-Mars, he wrote some of the very first books, The Great Robot Book, 1985, The Personal Robot Book, 1985. He was talking about robotics. And he wrote a book, High Technology Careers, in 1986. He also wrote Preparations for the Armed Forces Test, 1986. The Woman's Guide to Military Service, 1987. He really wrote about a lot of other things before he got into Dark Secrets of the New Age, 1987, Mystery Mark of the New Age, Futuristic Careers with Robots, 1988, and then probably one of his best-known movies books, Project Lucid, Codex Magica, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, Holy Serpent of the Jews, Die America Die, Rothschild's Choice, and also the books and documentaries he did about Architectural Colossus and all of the strange artwork that Rothschilds and others have. Where the Rich and Famous Dwell, a look at the houses these people live in. Look at some of the buildings built all across the world that had occultic meanings. Tex-Mars led me to reading other books about the occult and about occultists like H.P. Blavatsky or Alice Bailey, Albert Pike, Aleister Crowley, Manly P. Hall, Eustace Mullins. I mean, Tex-Mars introduced us into a whole litany of information. I mean, he was such... You never, ever turned on Rants or wherever you found Tex-Mars and was bored with Tex-Mars. He was just such a fountain of information. I've got a clip here. I wanted to find something where Tex-Mars was just knocking it out of the park in memory of Tex-Mars. So, Ken, let's play video one. This is Jeff Rentz with Tex-Mars.
Tex, welcome back.
Hey, Jeff Rentz. Glad to be with you. Very important time in our history as a nation and the world.
No one is accountable. No one is responsible anymore. They're all victims. Not all, but most. This is a victim culture. How did this come about, Tex?
I believe that the Jews have also fostered this on us in a very big way. Throughout history, of course, Jews and the Jewish communities have declared themselves to be victims, even as they were victimizing Gentiles in every nation where they resided, because in their own, you know, religious holy books, Jeff, the Jews declared that it is acceptable to cheat, to deceive a Gentile, and they say that they're a victim. They're a victim of anti-Semitism wherever they go, but what we really discover is they really have victimized all of us and the whole world, you know, since World War II, for example. And I think Ahmadinejad, let me just compliment the man, the president of Iran, he was able finally to convey into words what so many have realized, that the Jews have used the Holocaust to say we are victims, and now all 6 billion inhabitants of the world must favor we, because we're victims, must give us money, must give us reparations, must give us land, possessions. Even if it belongs to others, it should be given to us, taken away, stolen if necessary, because we are the eternal victims. I believe this eternal victimhood of the Jews has extended out to others.
Your point also about the idea of the Jewish culture being victims goes back a lot further than World War II. I know most of our listeners may know, but the younger people may not. This is something that goes way, way back. This is it's a psychological trick, and it's very smart, and it is used all the time.
Sure, you know, Rick Sanchez, a Cuban-American who was given a plum job as anchor newsperson on CNN News, he said that CNN and all of the other networks are owned, operated, and run by Jews, and therefore Jews get all the best positions in the news business. Well, of course, that's pretty well true. I mean, it's not universal, but it's certainly enough for us to take notice of it.
Well, when you figure also they're less than 2% of the population, just all you have to do is look at the names. I mean, it's not hidden.
They're less than 2% of the population, but they probably control 90% of all the news media, 90% of Hollywood in the entertainment business. And I'll tell you, from being in the book publishing, you know, I have authored, and I never had an editor who was not Jewish. I never had a publisher who was not Jewish. So New York Publishing runs the really publishing for the whole world, and it's all Jews. So the Jews control well over 50% of the wealth, and that's been shown by Forbes magazine when they have their, you know, the top 100 most wealthy people in America.
Right, right.
Jews are only 2%, but they make up 45% of all the billionaires in America. And here's the interesting thing, though, Jeff, and you and I know this, but maybe everybody in the audience doesn't. When Rick Sanchez complained on a radio show that the Jews owned the media and discriminated against him as a Cuban American, his host at PBS came back to him and said, "But wait just a minute, the Jews are a minority too. Aren't they a persecuted minority?" And Rick Sanchez actually laughed at that. He said, "Persecuted? You know, they own the media. How can they be persecuted?"
Exactly, exactly. Hold on just a second, Tex. It didn't take too terribly long for Rick Sanchez to apologize. Said he was sorry for saying the Jews own the media. Now, what's wrong with that? When did it become a crime to tell the truth here in this country? It's almost bizarre when you think about it that the society has been taken to such lengths of control by any group that when you speak the truth, you may never work in this business again, kid. It's that kind of thing. He was fired so fast it wasn't even funny. And the bottom line is he spoke nothing but the truth. Big deal. It's a fact. Why hide it? Why punish people for speaking the truth? What's wrong with that picture?
Okay, there you have it. I was looking around for, you know, it's much harder to find this information on the internet now. I mean, I see the trend. I see the difference. There's still a great number of Texmar stuff up, but trust me, it will slowly just be dwindling away from YouTube and the internet. But you know, Texmars will never know the impact that he had because of so many books, so many interviews, so much information, his own radio show. And I know, you know, people have various tastes and different opinions, and they maybe wouldn't care for the particular religious aspect that Tex Mars had and his beliefs and his views. But I do believe this, and many of you probably know Tex Mars married Alex Jones and his first wife. But I do believe that Tex Mars, unlike many so-called Christians that I've met, I believe Tex Mars was 100%. Believed what he said and said what he believed. I believe he was legit. He wasn't in it for the money. He wasn't in it for the fame. He was in it for putting out the information. He was in it for pursuing the truth. He was in it for changing the world. He was in it for waking up the masses. He was in it for educating the people. And for that, I have to say hats off. Because this man was a dynamo, the way he would crank out the books. And sometimes when he'd send me a book and I'd call him to thank him, he would tell me what he was going to do next. Just finished the book. You know, just finished, got it printed, it's out, he's doing interviews, but he's already researching and back into a new book. Today's broadcast dedicated to the great, late Tex Mars.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Baron in the studio, and just to wrap up a little bit there on Texas Mars, Rents on 11/28/19, second hour, and it may have been the first hour too. I didn't tune in that early, but he was doing a Texas Mars tribute, and he was playing some great, I am talking about some great Texas Mars. Ken was telling me during the break that yesterday Alex Jones had on for an hour E. Michael Jones. And he said that he just let E. Michael Jones go, which anyone familiar knows that E. Michael Jones, when he swings, he's swinging for the bleachers. And that Alex Jones said facts are just facts. And, of course, Ken was enlightening me a little bit to the fact of a lot of the lawsuits coming at Jones are coming from the ADL and the SPLC, which I've got a story we'll talk about here shortly. But I got several things. I got a few stories here. It's going to take a little while. We got to go down through them, though, because I want everyone to know. And I'm going to get back to the Rick Wiles video, TrueNews.com. True News is spelled TRUNEWS. The name of the video, which is on YouTube as of yesterday, which I'm a little bit surprised, but he's doing this in the Adam Green style. He's using the headlines and articles written in Haaretz and Israel Today and Jerusalem Post and blah, 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 the forward. So he's not really giving his opinions. He's reading what is being wrote in newspapers about what is happening with this coup in Washington, D.C. with regards to Trump. So one of the things at the very beginning of this that I did not know, and we're going to go down through it right now so you will know if you don't know. There's been three articles of impeachment brought forth on on Donald Trump since he was inaugurated. On June 7th, Congressman Al Green announced that Congressman Brad Sherman would join with him in drafting articles of impeachment against President Trump. On June 12th, Sherman began circulating an article of impeachment among his colleagues, Sherman said. So all the way back, and this is 2017, he was bringing articles of impeachment, or they were, the president, the impeachment process, let's see, I'm trying to see what was his obstruction of justice. He was claiming obstruction of justice, and I think this had to do with firing Comey and some of this kind of stuff. Now, on July 12th, Congressman Sherman formally introduced the House of Representatives an article of impeachment, HRES 438, accusing the president of obstructing and impeding the investigation of justice regarding the investigation of Russian interference. So we had one there. Then in August 2017, following controversial comments by Trump about the Unite the Right rally, Stephen Cohen announced he would introduce articles of impeachment because Trump had failed the presidential test of moral leadership. You remember the horror that it was for the entire news media when Donald Trump uttered the words that he thought there were probably good people on both sides? That was not to be allowed. The white nationalist can only be demonized. Every last one of them is the scum of the earth. Not, you know, irregardless of the fact that they were there for a permitted protest against the removal of a Confederate monument, these people have to be the scum of the earth, and it's not acceptable for the president to say anything other than that these deplorables have to be vindicated and have to be, you know, vilified as just the worst of the absolute worst. So, Representative Steve Cohen produced an article of impeachment because of that statement, as absurd and ridiculous as that sounds. On December 6th, the severance privilege resolution of articles of impeachment, HR 646, was brought on the floor by Representative Al Green. Proposed reason for impeachment: associating the presidency with white nationalism, associating the presidency with neo-Nazism, and associating the presidency with hatred, inciting hatred and hostility. So to kind of summarize here, on July 12, 2017, Congressman Sherman brought H.R. 438, obstruction in the Russian hoax. On November 15, 2017, Congressman Cohen brought H.R. 621, President Failed Moral Leadership with Regards to Charlottesville. December 6, Congressman Al Green brought forth H.R. 646, Charlottesville, Inciting Hatred and Hostility, all articles of impeachment. Now, when we fast forward over to the impeachment inquiry, or also known as the hearsay hearings, which is going to be starting back next week with the Judiciary Committee Chairman, Jerry Nadler. Well, just hang on to everything. We're going to get back into it on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
We are back. We're back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio running down some of the crazy news of the week, and we're going to get into the news here shortly. Also, Ken said that you can go to Infowars.com, and there's a separate video that you can watch of E. Michael Jones, the full interview with Alex Jones. Now, just to recap here briefly, before this latest inquiry, and there's going to be a connect the dot question at the end of this, okay? So keep all of this in your mind, because there's going to be a let's connect the dots at the end of all of this question. And again, I'm getting this information from TrueNews.com. This is the video of Rick Wiles. I'm recapping the highlights the best I can for you. And so we had three articles of impeachment: H.R. 438 brought by Congressman Sherman. We had H.R. 621 brought by Congressman Cohen. And on December 6th, we had a H.R. 646 brought by Al Green. Then we fast forward to the impeachment inquiry, where the first hearings were held by Adam Schiff. And Adam Schiff is the intelligence, he's the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, as hard as that is to believe, I know, but it's true. Now, next week, they're moving to, remember, we're playing a Connected Us game. Next week, they're going to be moving to Jerry Nadler. What a sight he is, right? And he is the committee chairman of the Judiciary Committee. All right, and then the Foreign Affairs Committee is also headed by Elliot Engel. Okay? So then we're talking about the impeachment hearings that we've seen with Adam Schiff, which is just, I mean, he looks like a lunatic on the loose. He looks like an escapee from the loony bin. He looks like there should be two men in white suits with nets running right behind him. But we saw former ambassador to the EU, Sondland, was one of the ones testifying, right? Then what did we have? We had Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, National Security Advisor. We had Yovanovitch, the ambassador to Ukraine, the former ambassador. These were the people that were testifying in this impeachment, all about they heard someone say that they heard someone say they heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend. I mean, it's so utterly ridiculous. No real court of law would even entertain these absurd hearsay stories. But there is a reason that all of this is happening. So we're running down the list. We had Sondland, we had Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, we listened to Yovanovitch, of course, the president of the Ukraine is Zelensky. The two men arrested for being associates of Giuliani, which is Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, arrested for being Giuliani associates and so no telling what. All of these people, Congressman Sherman, Congressman Cohen, Congressman Al Green, Sondland, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, even the Democrat attorney that was questioning for the Democrats, Democrat attorney Daniel Goldman, is being held in the Intelligence Committee Chairman Schiff. We're listening to the former ambassador to Ukraine, Yovanovitch. This whole thing is about President of Ukraine, Zelensky. We've got the next hearings coming up in the judiciary with Jerry Nadler. We've got the Foreign Affairs Committee chairman is Elliot Engel. We've got Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman arrested for being Giuliani associates. All of these people have something in common. All of these people have something that's extremely in common. And it's not that they're Haitian pygmies. It's not that they're Taiwanese. It's not that they're Chad Africans. It's not that they are Canadians. It's not that they are Peruvians. They're not Bangladeshians. They're not Native Americans. They're not Aztecs. And they're not aliens from Nibiru. So, with that said, you can see if you can connect the rest of the dots from there. How about that? Watch the video. Go to truenews.com. Rick Wiles, in 2 hours, lays it out way better than I did in 10 minutes. But I got a lot of news I want to cover, so we're going to move forward. Natural News, the state of Virginia, and I'm sure other people have been covering this one, so this may not be breaking news to anyone, but if you've not heard this one, if you're standing, you might want to sit down. The state of Virginia, now entirely run by truly insane Democrats who support infanticide and child murder, is proposing a new 2020 law known as SB 64. Which, if you go to naturalnews.com, he's got all the links and a lot more information about it. It will be taken up by the Democrat-run Senate beginning January 8, 2020. The law would instantly transform all martial arts instructors into criminal felons. I'm reading this from Natural News, and everyone knows. I think Mike Adams is as trusted source as is out there. I mean, I've never had any problem with his reporting. This includes instructors who teach kickboxing, Krav Maga, I'm not familiar with, boxing, and other forms of martial arts. It would also criminalize all firearms training classes, including concealed carry classes. This is Virginia, people. It would even criminalize a father teaching his own son how to use a hunting rifle. And again, this is SB 64. I mean, this is just unbelievable. When I read this yesterday, I think it was, or the day before from Natural News, I was just like, my God. Specifically, the law says that a person is guilty of unlawful paramilitary activity, a class 5 felony, if that person Listen to this. Assembles with one or more persons for the purpose of training with, practicing with, or being instructed in the use of any firearm, explosive, or incendiary device, or technique capable of causing death or injury to persons. That's incredible, isn't it? The phrase technique capable of causing injury or death to persons covers all forms of martial arts and self-defense training, including Krav Maga, BJJ, boxing, and other contact martial arts such as Taekwondo or Tai Chi. Under the proposed law, all forms of self-defense training, including hand-to-hand martial arts training, would be considered paramilitary activity, even if the training consists of private classes involving just one instructor and one student. That's because every form of martial arts training imparts skills which could be used to cause injury to other persons. In fact, according to the language of the law, just one person learning such arts is a felony, which means that watching a DVD on Taekwondo would be a felony crime. Now, how about that? Now, if that's news to you, I know when I read this, I mean, what is happening in Virginia? And they're openly saying that they're going to start passing some very, very strict gun control measures in Virginia. But this, which is not law yet, they're supposed to begin, take this up January 8th of 2020. That's when the new session will begin. But that is about as strict as and ridiculous as it gets. Ken says they know we're coming for them and they're panicking. Maybe, but I'm here to tell you that is about as anti-freedom. That is about as unconstitutional. That is about in-your-face tyranny as it gets, boys and girls. When they're saying so you could have even what they don't want you to even be able to teach how to fight. Something that's went on, I mean, my whole life has been karate, places here, Taekwondo, boxing, you know, they want to eliminate all of this and eliminate concealed carry classes, criminalize all firearms training classes, so you can't even learn to shoot safely. This is where they want to go? I mean, you know, I have, I said recently, I took the concealed carry class, and I will be honest, I learned a lot more than I thought I would. And I guess you go into it, thank you, I've shot guns my whole life, you know, not really a hunter, but I think it's good to know your way around firearms for sure. And so this is a natural news story, and you can go there and read more about it. A lot of websites are carrying the story now from Natural News. I know I saw it on needtoknow.news, so people need to be well aware of that. Now, we all know Michael Bloomberg has joined the presidential race, and just so everybody knows, here in North Carolina, he's really spending some money on advertising. Okay, I mean, I saw probably three or four commercials of his in the span of an hour watching the news last night. This past week, we're not going to spend much time on this, but this past week, Michael Bloomberg said on Tuesday that the United States needs an awful lot more immigration rather than less. On his second day campaigning for the Democrat nomination, the former New York City mayor contrasted his views on immigration with President Donald Trump's restrictive policies and laid out a vision of multicultural society enriched by immigrants. We need immigrants to take all the different kinds of jobs that the country needs, improve our culture, improve our cuisine, improve our religion, improve our dialogue, and certainly improve our economy, the billionaire told reporters at a Mexican restaurant in Phoenix. I mean, this is translated into saying what you need is more poison, okay? What you need is more chaos. Diversity is our greatest strength. You know, I played that montage, and I should find it and play it again, where it was like Hillary Clinton, then Barack Obama, and then just on and on, endless people saying diversity is our greatest strength. When, as Ken just said, is correct, totally correct. Diversity is our weakness. Diversity is what makes us have chaos. bringing people together that have completely different religious and moral ideas and ideas on how society and family should work is a clash of civilizations. It is a clash of culture. More diversity is the erosion of culture. And these leftists, they promote every kind of diversity as long as it's about immorality, but they don't want political diversity. They don't want you to have your own political views unless it's the ones they tell you is acceptable. You can't be a white nationalist. You can't promote the white race. You can't say anything good about a white person. And even over the weekend with my seeing some of my family that I don't get to see, I noticed that some of the younger ones was seeing some of this for themselves. And I'll tell you why. Because it's in your face. The mask has come off. You can't turn on a TV without it being a straight-up filth-a-thon. You know, me and my wife last night was watching TV. She turned it over. It was one of those dog shows, you know, where they have they run in circles, you know. They look at the dogs. It was the little dogs, whatever. It was the dog show on TV, all right? And lo and behold, the Super Flamer. I'm talking about flaming like even Pee Wee Herman didn't flame as hard. Even RuPaul don't flame as hard. I know it's hard to believe. But they had the Flaming Fag Fest on the dog show. And, of course, my wife was like, oh, no, they're ruining the dog show. And I told her, I said, you know, I just don't say it just to be saying it. They want you to live in an all-day gay pride parade. You're being enriched. Something else, no reporting on this past week. You know, France, there with that little squirt Macron, he's all into the Green New Deal. He's all into, you know, the weather's about to kill everybody. So they're passing these laws in France and in Germany that is going to destroy their ability to create food. And it's really adversely affecting the farmers. This past week in Paris and Germany, you can look this up, thousands, I'm not talking about hundreds, I'm talking about thousands, some said as many as 5,000 tractors descended on Berlin and Paris, totally clogged the streets. I mean, cluster. Watch the news every night with the Supercut, Lester Colt. And no mention of any of that. No mention. See, they don't want you to know that the people in other countries, which it is, the world is on fire. You've got Hong Kong. Well, you just saw the London Bridge stabbing yesterday, and I'm hopefully going to get to that. But yeah, they're totally clogging up the streets in Paris and in Germany, opposed to these new laws that they're putting in place, which is going to cut food production and adversely hurt the farmers. All the while, they say they want these open borders, which is these non-producing eaters, but they're going to hurt the farmers so they can fight the weather. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It would be laughable if it wasn't so ridiculous. Now, to the London stabber, the London Bridge terrorist was free to kill an innocent man and woman despite the judge who jailed him ruled he should never be let out. Usman Khan, 28, from Staffordshire, was released from prison in December of last year after being convicted of terrorism offenses before going on to stab two people to death while wearing a fake suicide jacket yesterday. So here this guy's in your country. You've already jailed him for terrorist activity, so you know he's obviously not going to assimilate. He's there because he hates you. The judge says put him in prison forever. Don't ever let him out. They let him out back onto the street, and he killed some of the native population. The blood of these victims is on the hands of every one of these sorry, traitorous politicians in ungrateful Britain that don't have any intestinal fortitude. They're there for the destruction of their native population. They're actually, by the definition, complete traitors, and they should be forced to look out a barred window while the gallows are built and they're marched out there, and right before they pull the lever, someone should yell out, "Here goes absolutely nothing," and then let these drop. unbelievable that these countries continue to put up with this complete madness, this complete insanity. We're just as guilty. We're just as guilty as any of the rest. We've got the story right here in North Carolina. Yeah, you know, also in the news this week, we saw the guy with the machete running. He on mayhem spree in broad daylight. I believe that was in Los Angeles, and they had to cops had to shoot him down. I mean, we're moving into areas of enrichment far beyond my belief that I would ever see in my lifetime. And why the native population, you know, we've said this, think about this and use this. We've said this. He was asked about gun control, and he said the United States does not have a gun control problem. It has a minority problem. How about that? All right, we'll pick up on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fam. Back in moments.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist. Now, check this out. This is coming in from needtoknow.news. An illegal alien living in North Carolina has been accused of murdering a 19-year-old woman just 6 months after being released from jail in a sanctuary county. Jose Brian Guzman, an El Salvadorian national, allegedly strangled his girlfriend to death in August after he was released from a Durham County jail. Guzman, 18, and Marlene Yamaleth Posada were reportedly dating at the time of her death, reported Breitbart. Guzman told an associate he killed his victim because he thought she was cheating on him. Guzman was arrested in December 2018 for committing armed robbery on two separate occasions, Breitbart reported. Less than a month later, the county announced it would no longer cooperate with Immigration and Customs and had placed a detainer on Guzman, but in March, Durham County officials released him into the community. Now, you know, he had committed two separate acts of armed robbery. And the county, the sheriff's department, don't want to have him deported. They want to release him back into the native population where he commits murder. I mean, this is total insanity. I don't know what is keeping the people from lighting the torches and sharpening the pitchforks. I mean, what about the people that are being victimized because of this absolute refusal to obey the laws that of the land, you know? But these sheriffs, which we got some real problems. We got some real problems. The inmates have taken over the asylum. And all of this, I mean, you cannot look at this any other way than the fact that this is a replacement theology, and that any avenue they have to go down to continue the flooding of this country with illegal aliens, they're willing to do. Ken said New York State's proposing to let 125,000 hardcore criminals out and give them housing, stop putting criminals in jail before their court date, and more insane acts. I mean, we're seeing California's decriminalizing theft, like shoplifting and this type of thing. The criminal element, I believe, has reached the point that it's so vast in this country until, you know, lawlessness is becoming the new normal. And we just see it on the news every night. I wanted to get this in quickly. This past week, Bashar Assad said there's no major difference between supporting terrorism on Syrian soil and sending troops there without formal approval from its government. Bashar Assad said as he lambasted France's role in the Syrian civil war, Syria has come a long way toward defeating much of the terrorist insurgency on its soil, but pockets of resistance still remain as jihadists are receiving support from Turkey and Western countries. Bashar told Paris Match magazine, singling out the U.S., the U.K., and especially France. France has joined the U.S.-led anti-Islamic State coalition, providing air support and deploying special forces in Syria. But for Assad, the French intervention amounted to an occupation, as Paris, like its major Damascus. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in moments.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can